thank you so much, Albert. We found a new way to communicate with our voters. I'm down here in Washington. I'll share with you some of the things that we are doing here, not doing here, and how it impacts our country and certainly our city and state. But most importantly, to find out from you some of the things that's on your mind so we can exchange ideas and make me a better representative to make certain that I represent the things that you are interested in. So right now, we're listening to people from Central Harlem, from East Harlem, El Barrio, from Morningside Gardens, Washington Heights, Marble Hill, Inwood. And so we got a fantastic district, which is basically the northern part of our great island of Manhattan and the great city of New York. And I just want to hear some of the things that you're interested in. This afternoon, we voted on a continuing resolution. That's a complicated way of saying that we have not decided on what the budget is going to be. We didn't decide last year. We didn't decide this year. And so we will be functioning on the budget that we had before. As you probably read or heard, there's a big disagreement between the direction in which the Republicans have taken. They somehow made a political commitment that they were going to cut $100 billion from the budget. So far, they've cut about $30 billion, and we're waiting for it to go over to the Senate. And within 3 weeks, we'll see exactly how bizarre some of these cuts will be. You know, they're under the impression that just because they're cutting money, that they're saving money. But some of the programs that they're cutting will cost us more money in the end. They're slashing education, which means that preparing people to make certain that they can get some of the jobs. Because when our people are working, they're buying. When they're buying, people are selling. When they're selling, they hire people. And that's what this thing is all about. So while our president is concerned in creating jobs as relates to infrastructure so that we'll be ready to meet the technical demands that the 21st century would have, while we emphasize in math and science, all of these things, we have Republicans down here slashing everything without any rhyme, without any reason, and every economist say that the cuts that they're advocating would cost us close to 1 million jobs. So at a time that we really are moving to get out of this darn recession, we find that the Republicans are really saying that they are trying to decrease the deficit, but at the same time they're getting people to be out of work and to be forced to not pay taxes and lose the self-esteem and the ability to have high dreams and hopes for their kids to pay the rent, to buy the food, and to buy the clothing and all those things that people not only in the United States, but as we can see around the world, that freedom means that you're able to take care of your family. And so we're moving forward to trying to support this president. We're going to do this for the next 2 years. We're almost a quarter into the last 2 years of the president's term. But I do hope that we can encourage people to get in touch with their priests, their rabbis, their ministers, their imams, to say that a lot of these things are not just political. They are social things that we've fought so hard to preserve. We find some of the governors trying to smash and get rid of collective bargaining, blaming the unions and blaming the public employees for the deficit that we've had. They would like to forget that when President Clinton left office, we had a surplus. They like to forget that we're involved in two wars that are unnecessary, unwanted, and we don't even apologize for the fact that it was oil that puts our young people in jeopardy and lost thousands of lives and caused injury to so many others. And the Bush tax cuts itself is $1 trillion that we've added to the deficit that we're suffering. So we do have a problem because as the deficit goes up, we pay more in interest. The more interest we pay, it means that they will try to go after the things that we have taken for granted that unions and other people have fought for, and that is Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. These are the things that makes America great. These are the things that make us prosper. And these are the things that you